Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to yet another quarter report from Tethys Oil. We can look at a steady and stable quarter with the results pretty much along our expectations. Let's get into the details. Please join me for the summary slide, Q3 16 highlights. Production up a little bit compared to Q2 16, 1%, steadily above 12,000 barrels a day there over the last 2 months. Selling price up considerably. Oil prices have stabilized. We have seen them come back up above $40 and even $50 for a while here. A bit sluggish over the last couple of days, but we are still happily in above $40 territory. As you can see, that's done a lot of good for our revenue, which is up 26% compared to Q2. Our EBITDA, which is up a very healthy 86%. Positive net result, $6 compared to previous quarters, $2. Earnings per share, good cash flow from operations. Net cash increased from $41 million to $48 million. All in all, a very healthy project that we are running in Oman and a very healthy report as such. So healthy enough actually that we were prepared to revisit the distribution to shareholder issue, which we in effect suspended in February and in connection with the annual general meeting with shareholders in May due to oil price concerns, and called an EGM, which only a couple of days ago elected to or resolved to distribute an additional 3 Swedish crowns per share to shareholders. Actually, we are going ex-share distribution today on November 1st. Summary-wise, quite happy. Turning to the next slide, our asset slide. It looks the same as last quarter. We are looking at other projects. We are screening a number of interesting things, but so far we haven't really found anything that fits our rather strenuous criteria. Chief asset remains Oman Blocks 3 and 4, where we continue to have a 30% share, and CC Energy operates with Mitsui as our partner. In Lithuania, the Kerštaja license, together with the Rytavas and Raisionai licenses, with various partners and with Odin Energy of Denmark as operator. Our French licenses remain in limbo as they have been for a long time. Turning to the next slide, let's have a quick look at the average daily production in Oman. As you can see, we have edged back above 12,000 barrels of oil per day for August and September, dropped down a little bit after maintenance work this summer. All in all, we are seeing our guidance being fulfilled. Production is increasing, albeit with monthly fluctuations, and we stand by our guidance where we hope, where we expect to see higher production towards the end of the year than we have seen at the beginning of the year. Now for some more details, I'm happy to turn the floor to Morgan. Morgan, please.
Thank you, Magnus, and good morning to you all. Looking at the production slide in the quarterly format, we can see that we have been producing above 1.1 million barrels for the last 3 quarters, and we have been steadily above 12,000 barrels per day. The production for the third quarter 2016 is up 1% compared to the second quarter. And if we compare to third quarter in 2015, production is up 22%. So steadily above 12,000 barrels per day with some growth. Moving over to revenue on the next slide, we can see revenue for the third quarter 2016 amounted to $26 million. It's up 26% compared to the second quarter. If we look at the revenue development, it will very much reflect the oil price development that I will come back to. Especially during the year, we've seen revenue growth from $20 million in the first quarter, steady $21 million second quarter, and now $26 million $1,000 for the third quarter, very much a reflection on the oil price development. Turning to sold barrels, we sold just above 500,000 barrels during the third quarter, which is significantly down from the second quarter. This has led to a significant reduction of our overlift position from 107,000 barrels at the end of the second quarter to 26,000 barrels at the end of September, so a reduction of 82,000 barrels approximately during the third quarter. Moving over to the oil price, the average achieved oil price, we can see that the revenue development that I just went through is very much reflected in the oil price development. We are almost back to the average price where we were in the fourth quarter 2015. The oil price came down during the first and second quarter in the $35 per barrel region, and for the third quarter it's up $46 per barrel in the third quarter, which has led to the increase in revenue. So we have a 28% increase in oil price in the third quarter compared to the second quarter. And this is also very much in line where international oil prices have been, the Brent price has been during the third quarter. So our achieved oil price is in line with the international Brent price during the third quarter, despite our two-month delay that we have in the oil price. Turning over to EBITDA, EBITDA is significantly up. It's amounted to $16 million during the third quarter compared to $8 million in the second quarter. It's an 86% growth in EBITDA. This is related to the lower operating costs, which I will come back to, and the higher oil prices. And the margin level for EBITDA is now back to 60% where it were a year ago, which is has been a very strong development of EBITDA during the year, especially now in the third quarter, 2016. Turning over to expenses. Main expenses we have is obviously operating expenses. They are down in absolute terms. It amounted to $9 million for the third quarter compared to $10 million in the second quarter. This is despite the production increase. So in absolute terms, the OPEX is down. And as we have said, that the operating expenses per barrel is expected to be on average for 2016 lower compared to 2015, and we can see that has been absolutely true so far for the year. Turning over to OPEX, the operating expenditures and netback per barrel in relative terms on the next slide, we can see that netback has had a very impressive development during the year. The third quarter netback amounts to almost $16 per barrel, which is significantly up from second quarter $9 per barrel and first quarter $11 per barrel. This significant improvement in netback is related to the oil price development and the reduced operating expenditures. So very strong netback development for the during the year, and especially during the third quarter. The OPEX per barrel is between $7.3 and $9.3 per barrel, which again is lower than the $11-$12 per barrel that you saw for 2015. Moving over to net result after tax, We can see that we have turned to profitable again from loss-making in the first and second quarter this year to profit of $6 million in third quarter 2016. This is again due to the higher oil prices and the lower costs that we have seen. So third quarter up compared to previous quarters and amounting to $6 million. Moving over to balance sheet. Again, very strong balance sheet. As per the end of September, we have $48 million in net cash compared to $41 million in end of June. No outstanding debt. We distributed 1 crown per share in the second quarter, a total of $4 million. As Magnus started saying that we had an EGM on the 25th of October that resolved to distribute 3 crowns per share in a redemption procedure, final payments to be made towards the end of November. Moving over to oil and gas investments. We invested $9 million for the third quarter 2016, which is very much in line with the second quarter. Almost all of our investments goes to Blocks 3 and 4. And if we look at the next slide, wells in Oman, where most of our investments are related to, it's drilling wells. The number of wells has been fairly stable quarter-on-quarter. We drilled 9 wells in the third quarter, and there were 6 producer wells in the Shahad area, 1 in Farha South, and there were 1 water injection well and 1 water source well. We continue to have 5 rigs in operation, including 1 workover rig. Now over to Magnus to give an overview of the Blocks 3 and 4 assets.
Thank you very much, Morgan. Indeed, let's turn to the slide, Blocks 3 and 4 overview, and I will briefly comment on operations and a little bit what we see for the next couple of weeks and months. A focus for this quarter has been very much on the producing assets. We've been working with consolidating the gains in the Shahad area. We have continued mapping between the within the Farha South field, between the Farha South and Shahad areas, and also given the success in the Khufai, we have started to revisit the mapping of the Saiwan East field. Ongoing seismic interpretation, of course, continues in all the areas. And we are also making some plans for additional acquisitions in the upcoming year. Turning to the stratigraphy, I just want to remind you that we are looking at several producing layers here, where the Khufai and the Buah are primarily responsible for the Shahad and the Saiwan fields. The Khufai proved to be quite amenable to long horizontal wells in the early part of the year. That has been further investigated with slightly more mixed results than the initial results showed, whereas the Buah continued to be a steady producer where water injection is now being implemented. A few wells are being shut in to test for the water injection program, and we are hopeful that water injection will work well also in the Buah section of the Shahad area. Our Farha South field is the sandstone reservoir of the Barik. And I also want to remind you that we have oil shows in most wells all the way between the Barik and the Buah, but of a heavier kind, both in the Amin and in the Mikrat. Turning to the Farha South field, a very steady field, very predictable, definitely our mainstay in Block 3. Water injection is almost fully implemented in producing fault blocks. The occasional additional producer has been put in, But on a very positive note, there are and have we have been able to firm up a number of fault blocks that are yet undrilled, and we expect to be able to continue to expand the Farha field as this work continues. Water injection should be fully implemented within this quarter or possibly early next year in the so far producing areas. Turning to the Shahad field, carbonate reservoir, more complicated, but all the green dots are reasonably well understood now. We still have a few infills to drill, a few development wells to drill, and certainly water wells and water injectors. And that program will continue into next year. And we have confirmed several of the leads into prospects, the yellow parts here, that we have been continually mapping over the year. And turning to the leads and prospects map, we are quite happy to note that we will have three exploration wells starting in the fourth quarter. Those are the ones with the golden stars here. They are golden stars based on seismic interpretation, not yet based on drilling and well performance, but we do hope the golden stars will remain as we move forward into next year also. We'll see a few more new structures in the Shahad and Sawan areas drilled, targeting primarily the Khufai, but also the Bua when we look at the Shahad. The prospect in or the well to be drilled in the furthest to the right on the picture is actually within the Sawan area, and is a direct result of the encouragement we've had from the Khufai developments this year. The northernmost one, the one closest to the Farha field, is also of particular interest, in that it's actually the first time where we have a structure with targets both in the Barik, the Khufai, and the Bua. And of course, if that comes in, it would also be quite interesting because it would upgrade the entire area between the Shahad and Farha field. We have a number of leads there, but until we get some well confirmation, we hesitate to bring them up to prospect level. Further, the leads in the southern part of the field, in the southern part of Block 4, quite numerous, and they are several of them are holding up well in the prospect maturation process. So we should look at a fairly exciting quarter. I should remind you, though, that this is part of the ongoing business. It's nothing that we are going to comment on separately. There will be an update, of course, in the fourth quarter report in February. And then, of course, should something unexpected happen, we would naturally announce everything that is sufficiently material separately. But this is an ongoing process, and we are happy to see that as blocks 3 and 4, the project matures, we maintain a steady production while not running out of interesting areas to continue drilling. So turning to our final slide, we are very happy about the financial results. The project is robust. We continue to do good work, and we are able to take cash out. We have free cash flow at these oil prices. Distribution to shareholders, in accordance with our policy, continues, and we are very happy that we are in a position to fulfill what we've been saying we wish to fulfill. And we are very happy to see that the mature project still offers a lot of geological exploration excitement. Mm-hmm. So stay with us. I do hope to see you back again in February 2017. But before we jump that far along, are there any questions on today's report?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question for the speakers, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. You will enter a queue. Please hold until we have the first question. Our first question comes from the line of Teodor Nilsen from Swedbank. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Good morning, guys, and congrats with a good result. A couple of questions on M&A. Magnus, you mentioned that you're looking at the specific projects. Could you just elaborate a little bit around what kind of projects you're looking at and what's your criteria and which areas are you looking at?
Certainly. We are in a position where we want to grow, and we also want to grow outside of the projects we have. Blocks 3 and 4 offers ample organic growth as such, but given our strong financial performance here and given the opportunities that we do see in this oil price environment, we are looking around. We would, for example, be more than happy to continue working on the within Oman. A bid round in Oman was announced a couple of weeks ago, and we would take a very close look at the blocks being offered there. We are also contemplating and looking into possible other partnerships, both within Oman and other MENA countries. We are there trying to strike a balance between, shall we call it, geological opportunity and political risk. And so far, we haven't really found a project that is optimal on all those counts. And we feel there is enough opportunity out there that we don't have to rush things. So screening continues, and our criteria, we would prefer something where there is a known oil system, but where previous operators, for various reasons, have not really done a modern appraisal development program. Having said that, of course, we would be prepared to take on some pure exploration risk if a really good project comes up and if we can keep the entry cost down. We definitely do not want to be in a position where we spend a lot of money acquiring something, and if it goes sour, we've lost a lot of money. We want to be able to enter projects where we can be involved and controlling the way forward. Is that reasonably sufficient answer, Theodore?
Yes, absolutely. And also a question on like 2017 production. You highlight that you will have higher production in 2016 versus 15. But what should we expect for 2017, given that you ramp up the drilling activity in fourth quarter and probably will exit the year at a higher rate than you entered the year?
We are certainly aware that we've already entered November, but I would like to remain by simply reiterating the guidance we've given so far, that we expect production this year to be higher when we exit the year than it was when we entered the year. And we will address guidance for next year once we have a work program and budget in place for that year.
Okay, and then finally from me, how many wells will you drill in fourth quarter? You drilled 9 wells in third quarter. Will that number be higher this quarter?
I think we would aim to have approximately the same number of wells, give and take, given of course a little bit what kind of results we get from the various wells. But we should stay reasonably in line with what we've seen earlier this year.
Okay, thank you. That's all from me.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Carl Fredrik Pedersen from ABG. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, guys. Thank you for taking my question. I was just wondering about the shut-ins when you have had production testing. Could you elaborate somewhat on the effects of that, and should we expect higher production just on that basis? And also, if you could elaborate somewhat on your CapEx outlook going forward, that would be great. Thanks.
Okay, certainly. A couple of wells have been shut in for pressure maintenance, and that's part of the ongoing water implementation program where we want to see how the wells respond if there is an effect of the water injection. So there's a bit of off and on. Some wells will be shut in, pressures will go up and down, and this is part of the optimization. Clearly, if we manage to get a fully fledged water injection program implemented, on the on all the Shahad fields, in particular Shahad B field, that should result in a steady and higher production than what we see today. Yes. Sorry, what was the second question?
Thanks. And the second question was with regards to CapEx going forward. Ah. If you could elaborate somewhat on what
again, I think we would like to. I mean, CapEx for this year is certainly in line with what we're expecting, what we have forecast, and for next year we would like to get back to that once we have once we have agreed a work program budget with partners.
Sure. Thanks. That was all for me. Thank you.
I remind you that if you would like to ask a question, you will have to press 01 on your telephone keypad. As there are no further questions at this time, I will return the conference to the speakers.
Thank you very much. In that case, we are approaching the end of this webcast. And I would like very much to take this opportunity to thank Morgan for his solid work. This is actually the final quarter report Morgan will prepare for Tethys Oil. After 51 reports, he feels there are other things in life but quarter reports for Tethys. And, of course, we totally sympathize with this. But I must take this opportunity to thank Morgan for an extremely solid work for almost 12 years. And I could elaborate in detail on some wonderful quarterlies we've had, but we'll leave that for another date. But Morgan, thank you so much for all you've done in growing Tethys into the formidable company it is today. And best of luck with all your new ventures.
Thank you, Magnus, for the kind words. It's been an absolute honor serving as CFO, and I've been very proud to be part of the Tethys success story. So thank you.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, even without Morgan participating on the 14th of February 2017, I do hope to see you all for Valentine's Day. Thank you very much. Goodbye.